You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Every day, dozens of new Ebola cases are being reported in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the deadly virus continues to spread. In Focus on Technology, hear about Cincinnati Children's Hospital testing a new Ebola vaccine. At its Center for Clinical Research, Children's Hospital Director of Infectious Disease, Dr. Paul Spearman, holds up a plastic bag with supplies.
Yeah, these are the Ebola screening packs. So it just has the blood tubes and the other sample things for the Ebola trial.
Children's is the only site nationwide where this new Ebola vaccine is being tested on adults in a clinical trial. Spearman says there's an urgency to protecting people against this deadly virus.
In other words, when it pops up, a lot of people who, especially initially in the epidemic, a lot of people die. And it's not that it can't be dealt with and contained, but it strikes fear in communities and strikes fear really across the world.
That was especially clear from 2013 to 2016 when more than 11,000 people died from Ebola in West Africa. Now there's another crisis in the Congo. Registered nurse Laura Dozier was anxious to help. The Children's Hospital dialysis employee is being paid to participate along with other volunteers. Initially, it took some time, but now not so much.
They ask you all these questions as far as like what kind of medications you're on. You can't be sick. You can't travel outside of the United States within so many months. You can't be in any other research studies. You have to like not take over-the-counter medications as far as like certain ones and stuff. That may affect the result.
Dozier is participating in the six-month trial because she says she wants to make a difference. The vaccine, developed at the National Institutes of Health and sponsored by a drug company, does not contain the Ebola virus. It contains other inactivated viruses. Dozier, who has participated in another trial, tells her friends and family it's safe.
When I talk to other people, they're like, oh my gosh, you're going to have a stroke or you're going to get the virus. Or I said, that's not the ideal of it. It's just, you know, I mean, I read all this stuff and I said, you know, that's not the purpose of it. They're not going to extract you with Ebola. So they're just trying to make it where when people get vaccinations, they're not, you know, thinking the vaccination is going to kill them.
It took 2.5 years before researchers could start testing it on humans. Children started giving the vaccine in November. It has two parts. The second dose is given only 1 week after the first. Dr. Spearman explains how the vaccine works.
So these inactivated viruses are able to to produce a response to an Ebola protein, and that helps the immune system to really control Ebola, at least in monkey models and in some of the evidence in human trials.
Dr. Spearman and his staff are looking at 12 different parameters to make sure the vaccine is working. At regular intervals, his staff draws blood from the participants.
We're looking at the inflammatory response by looking at the cells of that are in the blood that become activated. We're looking at the release of these chemicals called cytokines that happen when someone gets either inflammation or an infection. We're looking at the very basic RNA responses in the cells that tells us what genes were activated after getting the vaccine.
He says this current combination vaccine looks very promising. Another vaccine is already being used in Africa. Spearman says it's good to have more than one. His research can apply to other viruses.
So if we can really understand how the immune response develops, then not only will this help us potentially to control Ebola, but it might give us clues to how other vaccines work and help us with future needs.
So far, Children's has 12 participants. It needs 60. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.